It is the latest of our little summer catch-ups with everyone. First up on this one is Jordan Jarrett-Bryan to talk about Arsenal. It's a difficult one, Jordan, because, I mean, first and foremost, I want to ask you the question. You're proud of them?
Oh, very, very, very proud of them. I think all I can ask for at this point, Neil, is improvement and progress. And, you know, we've seen that. You know, you can only ask for every year, are you learning lessons from the previous year? Are you better than the previous year? And that's what we've got. Now, there comes a point where, and it's been discussed already amongst Arsenal fans and rival fans, well, okay, how long do you give him before he's going to win something and get you over the line? Sports ultimately about winning, and no one remembers the losers. But, you know, I'm not there yet, but that's a fair question. But for now, I am proud of this team because I'm seeing the progression of individual players. I'm seeing improvement as a collective, and I'm also seeing improvement from manager too. So yeah, I'm very, very proud of the boys before they achieve the season just gone.
This is where it begins to get a little bit tricky, because it doesn't take much for it to be, in essence, a little bit harder next season for a variety of Champions League group games, and at least four of them will be against really good sides. I think it's fair to say at least four, if not arguably more. Champions League dead rubbers, even, you know, the idea that every single game there will count. The idea, I think, that anyway, it feels to me as though the standard of certainly the top eight in the league looks like it's going up year in, year out. Yeah. So this one's just got to sort of take a little bit of a breath, because to your point there on improvements, Arsenal could play as well next season and get 83 points rather than 89.
Totally.
Semi-final of a Champions League, and that's where this becomes hard now, because as you get higher and higher up the ladder, it gets harder and harder to reach the next rung, doesn't it?
100%. And the question I think for us is, what next year is success? So as you say, if we were to get in the mid-80s but get deeper into the Champions League but not win a trophy, is that a good season? Some would say, well, yeah. Some would say no. Getting 80 points in the Premier League, if not, that's not easy. That's very hard to do. And I first and foremost judge teams on their league performances. I think that's the ultimate test. And the whole discussion around, did United have a better season than Arsenal? For me, it's a no. They had success, but I first and foremost judge, especially big clubs, by how they perform in the league. So I think the question of what is success next year is an interesting one. They'll be different for different Arsenal fans. I think what's also key, and you mentioned the kind of competitiveness of the league. I mean, call this a hot take, Neil, and let's see who does what in the summer transfer this season. I think the top seven or eight clubs, it's a really interesting year in terms of signings. And I don't think any team is guaranteed top four next year. And I include City in that. I think City are a couple of bad signings away, and they've not shown this in previous years. I think if they don't have a good summer this year, I think Chelsea and United are wild cards, and Liverpool will be in and around it, as you said, Arsenal. I don't think City, if they don't get their summer transfer dealings correct this summer, are bankers.